We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Orla, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Gimel. Rav Nosson Zal gave us an introduction from the chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Ches in Likutei Moran Tanina, that this halacha is based on. Then he went into the topic of Odom and Chava and the Eitz Hadas, and he connected that to the chapter in Likutei Moran, and now he's coming back to the topic of Orla, and he's going to tie that into everything. V'zeh b'chinas sholoi shnei orlo, shetzrichen lahamtin, kishanoitin eitz meichol, sholoi shonim milechol peros. Based on what we're learning here, we'll be able to understand the law regarding the 3 years of orlo, that we're required, when we plant a fruit tree, we're required to wait from eating the fruit until after 3 years pass. Ve'ein oichlin ha'peiros, shemamtin en sholishon, ve'ein oichlin ha'peiros, by waiting for 3 years and not eating the fruit, ki ayidei ze, shemamtin en sholishon, ve'ein oichlin ha'peiros, ayidei ze, machlishin, mezoina de gufa. By our waiting those 3 years and refraining from eating physically, we're lessening, we're decreasing the mezoina de gufa, the nourishment of the body, shezehu tikun pegam eitz hadas toivara, which is a correction of the damage that was caused by eating from the eitz hadas. Shehizgaber mezoina de gufa, when they ate from the eitz hadas, that strengthened the nourishment of the body versus the nourishment of the soul. Ukemuva b'medrash, as the medrash says, shesholoi shnei orlo shemamtinim, who tikken achilas eitz hadas. The 3 years that we wait and we refrain from eating the fruit is a correction for the fact that Adam and Chava ate from the eitz hadas. Kama shekosu shom, as the Medrash writes, mi yegale ofor meinecho Adam arishin. Who will remove the dust from your eyes, Adam arishin? She'ato lo yochol to lahamtin shoachas. You couldn't wait even 1 hour, but instead you rushed to go ahead against Hashem's will, chas v'shalom. V'harei bonecha mamtinin sholoi shonim, whereas your children wait 3 years. So we see the Medrash makes the connection between these two things. Shebozeh shemamtinin sholoi shnei orla, by our waiting these 3 years and holding back, refraining from eating, bozeh mesaknin chet odom arishon, by that we correct the sin of Adam Arishon, ki machlishin mezoina de gufa kanal, because we weaken, we lessen the nourishment of the body, the strength of the body. Vaydeze nizgaber mezoina de nishmosa, and in doing this, we elevate and strengthen the nourishment and the power of the soul. Shehu tikun hadas, which goes together with the tikun of the brain. We know that the soul resides in the brain, shehaneshoma shebamoichi, shehem tlas moichin, and the brain consists of the three parts of the brain, shehem sholosh mechitzos prusos befnei taivas niyuv kanal, which are three barriers blocking out bad thoughts, illicit thoughts about women, taivas niyuv, as we discussed earlier. And this is why the Torah refers to these three years that the fruit is off limits to us. The Torah calls it 3 years of Orla. Ki Orla hu pegam habris, because Orla is also a term that's used to refer to pegam habris, sins related to women, related to men and women. Hainu shebo'elu hasholoi shnei Orla machnien pegam habris. During these 3 years, when we're not partaking from that fruit, we are lessening the pigama bris by waiting these 3 years and not eating the fruit. We're also lessening the strength of the physical body. And that strengthens the nourishment and the power of the soul. Shehu tikun hadas, which is the tikun for the brain, which is the sholosh moichin. V'alkein sholosh shnei orla noyegim beperes ho'etz daika. Now you'll also understand an interesting thing. Why is it that this law of orla pertains only to trees? Why not to grain and things like that? Why only to trees? Kishom tzrichen beyoser lesaken pegam chet odom arishim. Because it's in the trees that we have the greatest opportunity to correct the sin of odom arishim, shehachet hoya b'min hoetz, whose sin was regarding a tree. She'ochal mi eitz hadas. Odom Rishon ate from the tree of das. V'alkein ikar achizas hashneorlo heim b'min ho'eitz. And it's for this reason, because Odom Rishon ate in an illegal way from an eitz, he caused the tree to be defective, and the pigam was related to the trees. The pigam of orlo, the pigam abris, the pigam adas, all of that was tied into the trees. This is why it's specifically, when it comes to produce of trees, we have to wait these 3 years, thereby correcting the sin of Odom Rishon.